Hey there, fans. Brian Sanchez back here with you. We're about 10 minutes away from kickoff of the men's game against BYU Hawaii, but we're lucky enough to be joined here by Caitlin Baptista, who just had a fantastic game. You didn't get the result you wanted against BYU Hawaii, but you got to be happy with the effort you had.
Yeah, we definitely put a lot of effort into it, but we didn't get what we wanted, but we tried.
You know what? You could have easily hung your heads down 3-0 with minutes left, but you didn't, and you went out there with your set piece and you scored. Talk us through that play.
That was just a corner kick by Katie Brown, and Shayna finished it with a nice header, and she was there, and it was great. She connected with the ball and just sunk it in the back of the net.
Yeah, it really was a beautiful play. And you guys, you had a little problem with fouls and yellow cards. What was going on there?
I personally don't think all of the calls were yellows or close to yellows. I know the ref was really harping on Emily Whitaker. He just kept getting on her, and I don't think all those calls were against her. He had something against her.
Yeah, you know, it seemed like the ref and players were getting a little chirpy in that game, and that's not something you want to see. You kind of want the ref to stay on the outside and not become a part of the game, but it seemed like he did. Now, just to remind everybody, the women's team just fell to BYU Hawaii 3-1, scoring their goal in the 90th minute. It's exciting like no other. On a set piece, you love to see them like those. They're really beautiful. BYU got them on a penalty kick, rebound off the hands of Herring, and a really well-played set piece of their own that worked very nicely. Now we have Caitlin Baptista in the booth with us, and we're counting down. We're just about 7 minutes away from the men's game. What are you looking for the men to accomplish in this game, Caitlin?
Well, I definitely want them to win. That's number one. And I want them to put a lot of effort out there and just try really hard and connect their passes and put it away.
Now, what is the strength of this men's team if you had to pick one strength? What would you say it is?
Their possession. They're connecting with the ball. They're really good at that.
Good. So you're looking for them to kind of dice up the defense of BYU today.
Yeah, definitely. And they also have speed. We have a lot of wingers with speed.
Wow. That's going to come in handy.
Yeah.
How many goals are you looking for today?
I want at least two.
At least two? What do you think they can get? If you had to guess a score right now, what would you put?
I'm saying 2-1.
Two to one. Nice. So it looks like Eric Anderson is going to be starting in goal today, the freshman. And he's really been putting on a show. I was on Casey Gibson, the other goaltender. I was on his radio show last night, and he had nothing but compliments to throw at this freshman. What do you have to say about him?
Eric's great. I mean, watching him, it's just, like, natural. It's beautiful.
No, you're absolutely right, and we're hoping for BYU to get a taste of that today. They have two goalies warming up, and, yes, they have announced a starting goalkeeper, and it's going to be Josiah Holtz. Now, there's an interesting thing about Josiah Holtz. He's 6'7".
Wow.
Do you think that'll be an advantage towards him, or could it work against him having that height?
I think it can go both ways, but when you have a tall keeper like that, you definitely want to put it more on the ground because